B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
But right now, we have to talk to Trey. We got to talk to Trey about, hopefully everything's okay at home, and we also have to talk about the Eagles and what he thought about their performance last night. Trey Thomas, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, what a night. What a night.
Yeah, now listen, we don't get too personal on the air, but is everything, I alluded to somebody getting a little injured at the house last night. Everything okay?
Yeah, man, I'm down in my basement painting, having a glass of wine, and my two boys upstairs putting up dishes. Next thing you know, my oldest, Tristan, comes running downstairs yelling, screaming or whatever, and he's like, Jake, cut me. So next thing I know, I come down, I look at his hand. His hand is like, they were up there doing something with a knife, and next thing you know, Tristan has cut all the way across his palm to the point where his nerves were exposed. So we had to rush. I had to snatch everything up, rush him to the hospital. He had to get stitched up, and you know, now we got to take him to a hand specialist in the next 30 minutes to see if they can, what else needs to happen next.
Oh,
so it can really get fixed.
When I first got the news, Trey, I thought you were, showing Tristan had a throat rip down the basement or something, and maybe it went a little too far.
No. This was all he and his brother messing around with a knife. I'm like, you know, what are you doing?
The boys are so dumb, aren't they?
Oh, my God. I'm glad I made it to my,
look, that's what I said to Bob this morning. I was like, thinking back on all the stupid stuff I did, thank God I made it out alive.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that he can move his fingers and everything.
Yeah, that's good.
But there we go.
Best of luck to Tristan.
Best of luck to Tristan and to Jake also, who I love and adore. I know he probably feels horrible today, but awful. Best to him too. So
yeah,
that's tough. So take care of what you got.
I watched the game. You know, I'm in the emergency room, watching him get stitched up. You know, trying to keep him calm because in the palm of your hand, there's not too much numbing that they can do.
Yeah.
So you know, hey man, you got to grit your teeth now.
So what'd you think of the game? I know it was probably tough for you to concentrate, but knowing you went back and watched it after you probably got home from the hospital. Yeah. So what did you think last night?
I tell you what, man, the offensive line, just first right out the gate, the offensive line really looked good. Andre Dillard looked everything that you thought he was going to be. I mean, extremely smooth out of his set. He's a vertical setter, so of course, when you see him get a little push, that he's going to be right down the quarterback a little bit, but that's okay. You know, because when it came to switching off games and stuff, he was clean. You know, he'll get used to how when the bull rush comes, how to settle down a little bit quicker. But he did a really good job of playing with extended arms, sitting down on the bull rush and handling himself. I thought that Vitae being in at right guard was pretty smooth, too. I mean, when you look at the guard position, you look at how they create movement, and then you really don't pay attention until they get beat. So you didn't really see that happen. And I think also, man, Jordan Mailata really surprised me as well. He did a really good job out there on the right side of things, of holding it down. He was really quick off the line. It wasn't a situation where he was late and turning. You could tell like that was something that he really focused on making sure that he got off on the snap count. Fans got back and was playing with long arms, punching. Man, they really did a good job.
I was going to ask you about Mailata. Should we pick a position for him and kind of stay? Because, you know, he trained at left tackle. I know he's got to make the switch now to right tackle with Dillard here. But, like, is that a lot for him to be handling in his first year and a half in the sport?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you can keep working on, you know, because if you need a swing tackle, I don't know if Dillard would be the guy. Right now you might dress both of them and just say, hey, we got a backup left and right. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But I think that right now, once you watched Jordan go out there and play, man, he really did a good job. For someone that's only been playing this game for 2 years, I mean, he did a good job.
Huh.
He really did a good job. Yeah. Even on the one play where Sudfeld got hurt, I mean, it was just a situation where, you know, when you get edge, there's going to be a time that you learn how to get edge because he was kind of trying to fight it with his outside hand. And, you know, what he has to learn is that you need to pull your outside hand out of it and get strong with your inside hand to kind of help run it by. Because when you try to fight it with your outside hand, you can only go so far and you turn and then you end up having to let him go.
Trey, you used the word on Andre Dillard that everybody seems to use in it. And it kept coming to me last night, too, as I'm watching it. And that's just smooth. Like, he to me, it just seemed like, and Trey, you need to dive deeper in this because you're way better and you know so much more than us. To me, it just seemed like without overexerting, he just kept the guy in front of him all night long.
Yeah, he did a really good job. Because he doesn't have to work. He doesn't take any false steps. which is good for a tackle. You don't take any false steps. Everything is just, all right, let me step back with my outside foot. Inside foot is where it needs to be. And he gets to the point, and that's where it is. And then now he gets with his hands up. And what he's good at, too, is that he doesn't over punch. He comes up with his hands, nice little punch, and then he just locks on. Now, you know, and he'll just continue to work on it. I'm not going to nitpick, but it's just something that he'll continue to grind on. But I thought last night was a really good showing for him. I was quite impressed by both of these guys.
Trey, what did you think last night before the injury, obviously, to Nate Sudfeld? I thought the guy looked pretty good. It sucks. It's unfortunate now. They're going to have to dive into probably the veteran backup quarterback market, which is pretty gross. But what did you see from Sudfeld last night?
Well, you know, you saw Sudfeld. He had a good deep ball. You know, someone that could move, some pocket awareness. He did a good job of commanding the offense, getting rid of the ball, staying ahead of downs, you know, finding Dallas, finding Mike Michelle.
Sony Michelle's brother.
Yeah, Tony Michelle.
That was a nice ball, though.
Yeah, it's a nice deep ball, you know. But we had already known that he could do that anyway because we saw it last year against Dallas. So I thought that he did a really good job of commanding the offense, getting rid of the ball, and making some plays.
Trey, now that Sudfeld's hurt, Jamie and I said, you know, you still go. Jamie and I think that you still go the normal route with Carson Wentz. If you're going to play him a little bit next week, a little bit more the next week, and then sit him, whatever. Pat Egan and other people, I saw it on Twitter last night. You cannot play Carson Wentz now. exactly. How do you feel on that?
I knew that as soon as you saw him go down. You're like, see, that's why we don't play him.
Yeah,
you know,
and
that is true. That's why we like, nah, we don't want to play him. But you know. Little stuff like that is going to happen, and that's in any game. But I still think you wait until the third preseason game to get Carson out there, you know, because it's a home game. It's not even though you're in Jacksonville, you know, you don't have to really worry about silent count, but still it's a road game. So you kind of want to see, you know, where everybody is first. You know, let's see how the starting group is. Is it going to be Andre Dillard and these guys again, or is it going to be your starting offensive line? I thought that they did a good job. I thought they did a good job of creating some push, getting the run going a little bit. But it'd be good to see how the starting group, how your starting front five would be. And then, you know, you take it from there, and then you let Carson get out there.
Yeah, so Trey, obviously you know offensive line very well. But the other thing you know very well is defensive line play because you studied it for all those years. What did you see from Josh Sweat, maybe, or DeAndre Hall last night? Some guys that, you know, are going to be thrust into real opportunities here. Who jumped out at you on the defensive line?
I mean, when you look at DeAndre Hall, I mean, DeAndre Hall just came out there just the ball. I mean, he really showed that, look, I'm here, you know, let's make some plays. Yeah, he was always quite just making a lot of big plays out there. I think he had a sack or so, had a lot of big plays in the backfield. I thought that he did a really good job of rushing. What I saw from him, too, is that he didn't always – what you see a lot of times when you're dealing with young DNs is that they hang on to the bull rush a little too long. You know, because they feel like, you know what, I'm almost there with the bull rush. What they don't realize is that a bull rush is, you know, for offensive linemen, a slow death is a good death. We'll sit there and hop, 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 as long as the ball is gone. But what you saw out of Hall is that he will butt and go. And that's what a bull rush is set up for. Once you see that offensive tackle sit, then now you need to change to your plan B, because if not, it's just always going to be hop, 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 and then the ball is gone. So one of the things I saw with DeAndre Hall, with Hall, was that he kept, you know, with a button go, cleaning hands, he kept changing it up a little bit. I was a little disappointed in what Sweat gave. I wanted to see a little bit more out of Sweat.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, you know, I really wanted to see a little bit more of the quickness that I was seeing.
Because I think it's his job to lose, in all honesty. I mean, yeah. Hall's making a real push, and good for him. He sees the opportunity in front of him. But I agree. I wanted to see a little more Sweat last night.
Yeah, I really wanted to see a little bit more of what Sweat could bring to the table, you know, but you know, that the first preseason game, you're going to have to figure it out now. You know, and then also, too, you're going up against a Pro Bowler out there, but that's still no excuse. This is a chance, an opportunity for you to go out there and show what you can do. And I just felt like he was hanging on to the bull rush a little too long. And also, too, you need to, with the two DNs, you have to coordinate how you're going to rush. There shouldn't be a time where both of you guys are behind the quarterback. Because you had that one situation where they created a little pressure, but both of you are behind the quarterback. You can see a couple times where Chris Long and Barnett a couple times would communicate and say, all right, you know what, I'm going to take the high route, you take the short route. So that means you're going to give me you're going to fake outside and then come inside, and then I'm going to take the high route. So it's a layered rush instead of both of your ends in the backfield.
Trey, Jamie and I hit on this a little bit earlier. Tennessee last night came with a couple of blitzes, even like a confusing blitz where they brought somebody, you know, from the defensive backfield.
Exotic
up.
Packages.
Yeah, a couple of late hits. You know, how does that play over to the Eagles in preseason game number one?
Yeah, it was back to back roughing the passer calls after the on the Sudfeld injury and then immediately after it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you play a game blind. You know what I'm saying? Because you go into a preseason game, and this is why you just like, all right, you know what? We're not going to play Carson on this one because you don't know what all the packages that they're going to try to throw at you. That first sack that they threw, the blitz that they came with, that was something where it's like, look, you need to be watching film to know that, all right, this is how they're going to play it. This guy is going to back out. The safety is going to switch over. And because the first sack that came in where they brought the corner off the side, you had the end running wide. You know, that's something that I think Wisniewski should have been aware of because the back took his guy. But, you know, there was no one there for the corner. So without you watching any film and knowing anything, you know, something should have been hot. But, you know, that's what happens when you play the game blind. And this is one of those situations. So next week, you'll have some film on Jacksonville and kind of know, all right, this is what they're going to be working. They might throw something else into the thing. But now you might need to start game planning for these guys because, you know, something like this is going to happen.
Yeah, so Trey, obviously with the Nate Sudfeld injury, I don't think, real quick, I don't think you saw anything from Cody Kessler that gives you any sort of confidence, did you?
No.
So that brings me to my next question. You know, there's some names that were flooding the timeline last night. The two big ones out there are Sam Bradford and Colin Kaepernick. The rest of the veteran quarterback market is pretty damn ugly. You got Brock Osweilers, Landry Jones, Josh McCowns, who's in retirement, Josh Johnson, Brandon Weedens. Like, it's pretty ugly. Would you consider, one, Colin Kaepernick or Bradford at this point? Or two, is it apt? Because Doug said after the game, I don't think we're going to bring somebody in. Do you think they need to bring somebody in?
You probably need to bring somebody in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do we really need Bradford again?
No, we don't. But of that
you need
poor,
somebody. Yeah,
yeah, of that poor group I just read, you know, like.
So who would you rather go with?
Personally, I'd rather go with Kaepernick.
Exactly.
Because you can cater the RPO offense to him just like you did Foles.
Yeah.
With actually a threat to run, it could be, I think, the nicest of the Band-Aids you can find at this point.
Exactly. I mean, he hasn't played in, what, 2-3 years now?
Three years, I believe.
He's been working out. He's ready to go. I mean, all he needs is an opportunity. Give him a chance. I mean, let's see what he can do. Let's forget about all the other little stuff. You know what? You can't forget about it. But, I mean, we need a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
yeah.
And all the other stuff that's going on, I mean, that can work itself out. I think Doug and them are, you know, the Eagles organization has been good with working with guys that have had some situations.
Totally.
Like Michael Vick before, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
I say give Kaepernick a chance and let's see what he can do. I mean, because if you need a quarterback, why, you know, really? You know, let's go ahead and get a guy a chance.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, Trey, we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. I know it's been a tough night for you. We give our best to Tristan and also to Jake also, and hope everything goes all right today. And hopefully Tristan's, you know, it's just a flesh wound, Trey, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he had to tough it out, man. I'm like, hey, man, look, you know, this is like, hey, hold on, wait. We got a show, baby. Man, we got the hospitals on lock, man. I mean, Mark's on one side, I'm on the other side getting sick. You know, man, it's good, man.
Trey, give me your Friday takeaway of the day because I need it right now at 7:30 in the morning.
Hey, man, congratulations to Mark and his wife, man. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Good man.
Absolutely amazing.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, best of luck today.
Hey, yeah. No,
you need anything from us, you let us know. We're
and
here.
And update us how Tristan makes out, man. All right? Shoot us a text.
All right, we'll do.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.